The Free Library of Philadelphia is proud to present a podcast from our author event series, recorded live at the Central Library on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway. To learn more about the Free Library, the Central Library Expansion Project, and how your contribution can help our programs and services for the community, please visit freelibrary.org.
Hi, everybody. Standing next to me are my buddies, Beatrice Newkirk and Moma Cooper, and I'm Benita Cooper. Thank you so much for being here today and making today the best day of my life so far. As you saw in the video, this project started out as something tiny, just a phone call between me and my grandma. And to see it grow into something that has the power to bring together people into an auditorium means so much to me. It shows me that not only stories do have the power to connect entire generations, across generations, but also maybe even start to unite a city. Seniors, today is your day. We're here to have fun, and we want you to know you are our rock stars. It's really important for me to also say that even though this project started as something personal and will always be personal, it has become a full-fledged community effort. Not only have we brought together over 40 seniors, 20 teens, around 30 volunteers. We've also united thousands of readers worldwide through our website, Facebook, and Twitter, and also, of course, including our awesome Facebook and Twitter fans. And I really, really would like to thank the Free Library of Philadelphia, especially Andy Kahn, Director of Author Events here, the Philadelphia Senior Center, and also Leeway Foundation for making today's event possible.
What is Leeway?
Most of all, I really want to publicly acknowledge the work of a very special group of people, and those are my volunteers. If you guys are in the room right now, can you please stand up? Thank you so much for not only working hard through days and nights, long hours, but also working with passion and giving so much spunk to the project. This project would not have become what it is today without you. And lastly, before I pass the mic on to Beatrice and then to Mo to share about what this project means to them, I just want to say that it is because of stories that my grandma and I have a really great friendship, and that all started with one phone call, which happened to be right around 1 hour. That's the time we have here today, and so I hope in some way I can share the intense joy that I got from that first phone call with all of you guys, and it's the same joy that I get every time I talk to her on the phone. Even now, and by the way, she says hi to everybody from Seattle.
Hi back to her.
I will let her know. I will be calling her right after the show. And Beatrice, you wanna share a little something?
Yeah, we welcome every one of you here, and we hope you enjoy our show. I'm going to read the class of last love and laughter. The best time of my life is now. Being in a writing class, we have a wonderful class. People of different races, people of different faces. We're learning a lot of things from other people. We write our story and read them and then hear other people's story. There are a lot of things we talk about. Sometimes we talk of things that happened in the past. Sometimes we talk about things how we grew up. We talk about things we did when we were young. There are so many things to remember and a lot of things we want to forget. Things that we have and things that we like now. The things we like now, cell phone, computer, first black president of the United States, sad things happening. I've heard a lot of stories from the class. Everyone's story is different. Some stories are sad. Some are happy. Everyone's story makes you feel something. Sometimes you want to put yourself in their shoes. We are even doing things with the younger generation. We have young kids in my family. I can understand where they are coming from. There are so many kids doing the right thing, including the kids who come here and join us. As the seniors in our writing class, we are a generation of today. Our kids and grandkids are the generation of tomorrow. What we do today will affect them tomorrow. Whatever decision they make will be up to them. We can't ask them to take to look in the past, but to understand the past so they can plan the future. I'm glad I come to this class. Thank you. Thank you.
And Mo, would you like to share a little bit about maybe what the project means to you?
Yeah, first of all, I have to thank Beatrice, who's one of the two most irresistible twins in the universe. But Bernice isn't feeling up to par today, so she's not here. But these two sort of were teasing me at the seniors' lunch at Broad and Lombard about a year ago, I guess. And I would tease back. I wasn't afraid of beautiful women. So anyway, one day they said, "You're in the service, right?" And I said, "Yeah, I was in the Army." So they grabbed me by the arm, and they said, "You're coming with us." They took me downstairs, and it was a sort of a brunch, lunch, whatever, hors d'oeuvres, and speeches by veterans, like a little celebration. I didn't know anything about it, and I'd never been to one, never been to something like that, and I'm very proud to be a veteran. But anyway, on the way down the steps, here's this huge, built like a brick, you know what, sergeant, covered with medals, a son and a nephew at the same time, to my girls, and wow, what a great guy. So that was very touching to me, that whole ceremony. And I didn't go up and speak, but I did go up and eat, being an Irishman. But anyway, so about 4 months later, they just grabbed me by the arm. "We got something else for you." I have never been to a writing class in 12 years of school at Roman Catholic school. I will say the nuns and priests suggested it to me a few times. Anything to keep me out of trouble, you know. But I was into this playground. Like, anyway, I never did it. And I never even thought of this. But in the Army, I did have to write reports after interviews and stuff. So I did a little. That was it. And I really had no interest in it. But once I got down here and realized the mission of generational communication, I have six fabulous grandchildren, four boys, two girls, all in California. And four wonderful daughters out there, one of them a son at Penn. And I thought, wow, this is for me. And it's been absolutely fantastic. My new friends in the group are dynamite. And I'm talking too much. Oh, my daughters communicate on the website, and my best friend Tara does. And I don't, well, I mean, she looks at it. But I don't have a computer or know how to use one, so, you know, I just lay back. Thank you, Bernice. Thank you, Bernita.
And thank you so much, Mo and Beatrice. And, you know, you mentioned your daughters just now. I have a little surprise for you. You might want to take a seat.
Oh, you tricked me. There was no...
Yeah, sorry. I had to trick you to get you on stage. But should we roll the video? This is a video clip that Kathleen from California made specifically for today's event.
Mm-hmm. Hi, everyone. This is an email I wrote to Benita after I discovered my dad's writing on their blog. "Dear Benita, I am Mo McCooper's fourth daughter. I can't tell you how delighted, surprised, and amazed I was when my sister Colleen logged us on to the best day of my life so far blog. When I first saw my dad in the picture, I couldn't believe it. My dad on a computer screen? Something didn't make sense. And then when she began to explain what it was all about, my jaw dropped. And then when we started reading his stories, my eyes filled with tears. His childhood unfolding before me, bit by bit, word by word. As you can imagine, growing up with a dad of the spirit as lively and colorful as Moe's was quite an adventure. I love my dad so much, and living so far away from him, I always feel an empty place in my heart, knowing that we miss so much of each other's lives. My boys adore him, but one or two visits a year isn't near enough time to be with your grandpa or your dad. When I read his stories, I feel closer to him, and when I read your intros, I get to feel like a fly in the wall and hear what mischief Mo is up to that day. I want to thank you from deep in my core for making this happen for my dad and all of the amazing writers in this group. What a gift you have given to them and to all of us. I am now a follower or a fan or a groupie, whatever you want to call me, and I'll be checking in every day to catch a glimpse into party time. Love you, Dad. Miss you. Thanks, Benita. Bye-bye. Hi, everyone. This is an email I wrote to Benita after...
It was really, really hard to keep that secret. Would the two of you like to take a seat while I introduce the rest of our friends and bring them on stage, too?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Maybe Beatrice here and Mo here. Sure. So as we said, there have been over 40 seniors who have participated in this project. So today, not only have we brought some of them on screen, we've brought some of them on stage as well with us. Come on, Mr. Gordon.
That was a good surprise. Thank you.
You want to say hi? Say your name.
Greetings. My name is Gordon.
Here we go.
The quiet one.
You'll find out that that's not really true, but here you go. Go for it. Come on, Robert. You want to say hi?
Hi, everybody. My name is Robert Liang. I'm immigrant from China, and I joined a club. I have a wonderful time. I meet a lot of wonderful person. Slide.
Thank you. Michael, you want to say hi?
Hi, everybody. I came from Hong Kong, but my original place is Shanghai. Suzhou is a very beautiful country, but I live my country more than 50 years already. So I came to here about 6 years now. I find all the people here is very nice to people. And I'm so happy to learn a lot of things here. And thank you again for the attention.
So you know what's the coolest? You know how Mo was saying Beatrice and Bernice invited him to class, so Mo invited Michael, and Michael invited Robert, and that's how our class has kind of grown. Arthur. My man, Arthur.
Hi. Hello, Benita, this is another extra milestone to put on my heart, my mind, and in that little black book we got up there. Well, I met Miss Benita through Miss Bernice and Miss Beatrice. She have a twin. It's a double trouble, but it's all good. But when she told me about the writing class, it really inspired me because this is something we all at times want to let out that good stuff in there and whatever. And it inspired me to have a chance, this opportunity. And it made my day. And I promise you, I'm not going nowhere else.
We like you right here. Here's Loretta. She sewed her dress, her skirt by herself. So beautiful. I gotta brag about you. Come on now.
My name is Loretta, and what inspired me at the writing class was Beatrice and the teacher. I said, I'm going to go down and see what it's all about. And I was nervous, and I met a lot of friends, and it touched my heart to see them. I said, we can do something even though we young at heart. And I think I'm young at heart if I'm not. And this is my friend, Martel, but most of all, it's the class and the teacher.
Thank you, Loretta. Come on up. My friend Hazel.
Good afternoon. My name is Hazel, and I really, really, really feel that I've had a wonderful privilege being a member of this class. At first, I thought it was just sheer fun. We sit back and relax and express our feelings. But then I realized I've learned so many facts from these wonderful people. We have experts. We have jockeys. We have singers. We have so many wonderful, wonderful people from whom we can get inspiration and information. So thank you very much. I really, really enjoy being a member of this class.
Thank you, Hazel. Luis needs no help. You'll find out why soon.
Hi, my name is Luis Fuentes. And I joined the group very recently, only the last several weeks, and with a wonderful group of people. And Benita as our leader. And listening to them and encouraged by their stories, I wanted to share too. And they got me off my butt so I could start writing and sharing as well. And thank you all.
Okay. Mo. Okay, so you know, that's Mo McCooper that you just met. And this is Miss Mo. Her full name is Missouri, so we have two Mo's, just so you know. Here you go.
Howdy, everyone, and welcome. Now, first thing I want to do is see a smile on everybody's face.
if you ask.
That lets me know, that you're just as happy as I am. But to secure that happiness, you have to be a part of us. You don't know what you're missing. So if you're not a senior, hurry up and get to be one. So you can and then you can live and be happy like we are. God bless you all.
I like that. All right. All right. Thank you so much, Ashley.
You're in charge of it.
Sorry. A little coordination. All right, let's get the show started, shouldn't we? Yeah? All right. Beatrice, do you have a little sheet that tells us which stories we've got today? This sheet here. So today we've got some stories in our back pockets. We don't know if we'll read all of them. We may not, or we might just tell stories, you know, off the top of our heads. We'll see what happens in the next hour. How about this one?
Mo.
Oh,
you're going.
Thanks for coming.
Mo is going to talk about the girls. That's the title.
The Goyles. I'm from a borough, so I do that Brooklyn stuff once in a while. Ours is the smallest borough in the United States. Anyway, girls, by sixth grade,
Some of the girls had smiles that distracted me from daydreaming, which was my main activity at school. Slipping library books inside the textbooks also had gotten me through the awful boredom. A desire to stay a while in the cloakroom at the back of the classroom with a girl in my grade remained unfulfilled. At the playground, a few of the Irish girls would play a little baseball or basketball, and the Italian girls were a little better with their brothers and the rest of us. At one corner of the huge playground was a garage for town trucks and about 25 cement tunnel pieces, which were perfect for sixth graders to hug and kiss in. We all wondered if we were the ones Sally liked the best.
Thank you, Mo. Our teens here today taking notes on this stuff. I hope you guys are. We heard on Thursday that Mo wasn't the only person chasing girls, by the way. I'm not naming names, Arthur. Who else?
We will now hear from Hazel. She will read about power, talking about power.
Power is right. You know, with the welcoming of returning soldiers from Iraq, memories of wars past crowd my mind. One in particular really makes a point. A veteran of World War II, who was a paramedic, was driving his ambulance across a bridge in Dusseldorf, Germany. Little did he know that the bridge was mined. The explosives blew him into the water below. Although we were fighting the Germans, two German ladies pulled him to safety until help appeared. He was flown to Valley Forge Hospital, where he remained for 9 months. He lived an extremely beautiful life to a ripe old age. So don't ever underestimate the power of the human spirit.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Hazel.
Thank you, Hazel.
I was wondering, did you guys catch in the video when Mr. Gordon talked about an old student he had in at West Philadelphia High School? Yeah? Mr. Gordon, give us more juicy details on that.
Can't give you more details on that, but I will give you a story.
Oh, even better.
I want to tell you about the greatest day. One of the greatest days of my life was the day I came to the Philadelphia Senior Center. I met a young lady named Stavia, who took me around and showed me the place, who did not see me as someone with a disability. She saw me as a person, which made me feel good, kind. I was very kind to her. She was very kind to me and made me feel very welcome at the center. Then, as I've been at the center, I had the pleasure of meeting Benita, who in the classroom is full of joy. Her love radiates the room, and there's such a friendship that exists in our class. You'd have to be there to see it and to feel it. You know, we are strangers that never knew one another, but yet we sat down and shared our life stories, the hurt, the pain, the joy, and the happiness. We owe a lot to Benita, because she's just a radiant and a happy person. As I sat there, I looked up on the wall, and there was a sign. You didn't know that, did you? There was a sign on the wall, and it read, "There's no strangers here, only friends you haven't met." and a love you haven't felt. And we owe all this to this wonderful person. I thank the people that is on this stage and to those that did not make it here today because of the love that we feel for one another becomes the love of one, and that's one for all. And I say thank you, but I'd like to welcome all of you to come and visit us and feel the joy and the happiness that we feel. That's the greatest day of my life, the day I joined the reading class.
Mr. Gordon. Can I just say that every sentence that comes out of Mr. Gordon's mouth basically is a speech that I want to quote?
We will now have Michael Chang read My Simple Life. My Simple Life. Michael Chang.
Everybody, good afternoon. Yeah, now is a good afternoon, huh? So,
hold the mic.
Hold the mic.
Hold it like an ice cream.
My name is Mike Chen Men T. Michael. I was born in Jiangying, my hometown. And 300 miles about from Shanghai on January 2nd, 1928. When my age is about 18 years old, I went to Shanghai and stayed there about 5 years. Then I left Shanghai by end of 1949 and arriving in Hong Kong by train on July 1950. After a few years, I learned to speak Cantonese and English to make friends in Hong Kong. I started my garment factory business to make a different garment which was ordered by overseas customers for 20 years. Finally, I changed my work to become a stockbroker for 15 years after I had retired. After I retired from the office in Hong Kong, I personally feel very happy in the beginning. Then I think it became different. When you have nothing to do at home and you sit by yourself, you think too much about the future too. So gradually, I became better and better, more suitable to my peaceful life conditions and happy to enjoy my life. I came to this country from Hong Kong in July 2006 to live in with my elder daughter in Rosemont. It is be almost 5 years now. I met Mr. Mao Macopa in Chinatown soon after my arriving. Gradually, he brought me to join the writing group. I find that all the members of this group are very friendly. I like that all of us get together every week to share the happiness together. Now I feel better every week. I take this opportunity to thank my close classmates and for the activities of this group. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you. We will now have author read Friends Are More Important Than Money. Author.
Uh-oh. Well, whenever I can speak or say anything to someone I never met before, I try to make a friend. A good friend is worth more money, more riches than gold. And Miss Benita, she's a very, very special friend. She came into our lives with so much joy in her heart and mind, that beautiful smile. And she's awesome. And what really inspired me also is that, everybody was telling these stories about the good things, the bad things, the old things, and new things. But I really was so happy because it gave me a chance to be myself. And then again, the people you meet every day is like a blessing. Because to be able to bring a good smile out or say something, open up in your heart and mind, she's about that. And I'm almost puzzled for words, but since I've been in the class, it's given me chance to speak a little more fluently with everyone and greet and we're like a family up here. We got a good little family. And I can say one thing. If you've never been around classes like this here, you need to get it together because they're awesome. They give you yourself to get it up, get some pep in your step. And that's so much more I can say, but I don't want to do that. I'm going to give everybody else a chance. I just hope you really enjoy everyone up here. Thank you.
That's so nice, Arthur. Hey, speaking of pep in your step, I think there are some serious athletes here sitting on stage. And I think, Luis, there's some stuff in that bag. I wonder what that is. What's in that bag down there?
Thank you, Benita. I'll start off by saying a man's life is but a single moment, and we live it by counting its seconds. That's the basic theme of my writings, and I'd like to share with you a whole group of seniors that many folks don't even know about, and those are the elite athletes, not only in this country, in this state, but around the world, that I've had the pleasure of knowing and competing with and against. You know, growing old is mandatory, and growing up is optional. This is going to be like a show and tell. Benita said, you got to bring them with you. You showed them in class, and now you've got to show them to this audience. So I'm going to say that if you ask me, what is your claim to fame? I would have to say, racquetball is my game, and the senior Olympian is my name. I'm the gold medalist in racquetball in the state of Pennsylvania. And in the state of New York. I compete in singles and doubles. And just recently, in the year 2009, I had the opportunity to represent the state at Salto Alto in California on the campus. And my partner and I, in competing with other athletes, and there were about 12 to 15,000 athletes in every sport. And every state has these qualifying games. They hold them once a year, but the Olympic Games, senior Olympic Games, are every 2 years. And so you have to qualify almost a year in advance. And hopefully the lady upstairs will keep you in good health. I've been in many, many cities throughout the United States. And I've had the pleasure of representing the United States in the international games. Most recently, in Vancouver, British Columbia, where I competed against Japan, Mexico, Canada, Colombia, and the United States came in as Team USA with the gold medal. and I competed with my doubles partner and came in with the bronze medal. So I'm looking forward. I have already qualified for the 2011 Games, which will be held in Houston, Texas, next July. And I and my partner will be representing the state. And Benita insisted on bringing in my two gold medals. This is a first for me because I've won the bronze, I've won the silver, but I've never, up until this date, which was last year, to compete in the 2011 Games, won two gold medals. This is a first for me as well.
Yay!
So I wanted to share, and certainly if we have an opportunity to meet any of you personally, I'll share them with you. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Luis. You want a little more show and tell? A little something else? Robert is also a big athlete. Do you want to show your photos first? Either way, up to you. Oh, my gosh. Down there. Sorry. I forgot to bring them up. Robert.
Oh, yeah, I hold him for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Michael. Michael can show the photos while Robert tells about them.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. My name is Robert Leung. I was born and come from China. I live in this country more than 20 years. First, I was very small, not too much education. I don't know what to do. And one of the guys suggested me, you learn to be jockey. So I run riding horses. And so that's proof to you, that's the picture.
just to prove to you guys.
So anyway, doing it as a jockey make a pretty good living, but pretty busy life. You got to get up early in the morning and ride a horse in the afternoon. And sometimes you get accidents, sometimes not. So anyway, that's the life for me. Thank you.
I had never known a jockey before I met Robert, so I was pretty excited when he told me. I was wondering if we can maybe include you guys into our conversation. We might read a couple more stories too, but I'd love to hear what you guys think about the stories you've heard so far, and also to get some of, not only your feedback in general, but I don't know, some personal stories this might have triggered. And if you guys are shy, we made you guys little sheets when you came in, you got one. So the left side, tear it apart, the left side is for you guys to write a couple words to us about anything you want. And then the right side is for you to stick on your fridge or give to a friend, because you know, we've got 1 hour here today, and we've got like so much more to talk with you guys about. And as you know, we have a website of many, many more stories, Facebook and Twitter pages that you guys better join, because you guys are here today already. We want to keep in touch. And we also have, through the Philadelphia Foundation, set up a project fund to receive donations in order to keep growing. Several things we want to do is to really reach more teenagers and also the general public through video. So we're working on a full-length video documentary. We're starting a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we want to have seed money to do it right and make it last forever, well past all of our lifetimes. We also want to start a leadership training program because we know that other people and other seniors in the country would like to do something similar to what we do, and we want to be able to share our experience with specific tools that we've created with them. So those are what we're several things we're planning to focus on next. I don't know. Should we take a question and then maybe read you a couple more stories? Just keep a little back and forth going. Yeah? Yeah. Are there mics in the audience yet? Okay. Oh, sorry. Just raise your hand and then we'll get the mic to you. Go for it.
Hi, my name is Greta Adams, and I belong to the Senior Center. I visited this class, and I was just the whole. It just feels so good to be a part of the class, and they just embrace everyone that comes there. And my question was, I'm not a member of the class, but I visit, so I came today to be a part of it. I'm very excited about the class. My question is, who came up with the name, and how did you come up with the name? I thought it was so wonderful.
I guess I'll have to answer that question. It's so funny because it's long, it's quirky. It's the best day of my life so far. It's what you heard on the video when it started. I literally come into class every week wanting to make it the best day of every senior's lives every time I go into the classroom. It's a goal I have because that was the feeling I got when I got on the phone with my grandma that first time. It's really hard to explain beyond that because it's something deeper than happiness because it's long-lasting. But at the same time, I knew it was only the best day of my life so far because I knew after that first call I was going to have to keep calling her because I was starting to get to know my grandma for the first time, a 26-year-old, which was a little late, but still not too late. So, and I knew that every time I call her, it would be the best day of my life so far, and so on. And I could get happier and happier for it. And I have my grandma to thank because she is the happiest person I know. And I know that part of it is the power of storytelling, but part of it is just her sheer personality. And if I can take that with me and share it with others, that's what I want to do. Yes, that awesome dude in the yellow jacket.
My name is Baye and Lions Jones, and I wanted to ask, what advice would you say to me my age?
I love that question. Does somebody have some advice for my new friend there? Yes, Mo.
I work with young people, so I can tell you this one thing, son. As long as you live, stay positive. Don't never be negative, because if you be negative, you get nowhere. Be positive in your studies. Set your mind to be one of the best people that you can be and a good citizen in the country that you're living in. Take that with you, baby. You got the win.
I love that, Mo. Mo, that's really nice. Mr. Gordon has something to add to it as well.
You have grandparents. You should get to know them. Spend time with them. Learn about their lives. It'll enrich your life. And then you can share that with your children once you become grown. So get to know your family, all of them, your aunts and your uncles, especially your grandparents. There's history there, and there's a lot of wisdom that'll help you grow.
Arthur, you want to ask me?
I'd like to also say, I was a loner coming up. I'm always by myself, but I learned through others. I had a small family, but I've get used to meeting so many people and so much rich love is out here. If you don't have no one to look up to, at least be aware of the people that can give you wisdom and knowledge and love, and keep that with you, because if you go by them real goals, you can achieve a lot and get your education, and save your money. Listen to your family and then try to get trades. I used to like to sing. That helped me coming up. Now I've styled hair for about 25 years. But especially when I met Miss Bonita, and everybody else here, it really inspired me more, because you got love next to you. Look on your left, look on your right, look in front of you, look in back of you. All this is love. And just keep it with you. You can't go wrong.
We seniors are like an open book. We are here. We can tell you what you want to know. You can look in a book or the library, but the people who are here can really tell the story, where they have been and where they're coming from. If you got grandparents, uncles, aunts in the 90s, 80s, 70s, their story is just like a book. Any question you want to know, go way back. I was born 1933, and you know who was president 1933? Roosevelt. President. I'm 77 years old now. So when the kids want to ask questions or anything, they want the answer. And the young people, I'm so proud of so many young people today. They want to learn. They want to find out what happened in the past. You can't go past the past and go to the future. You got to always let them know what happened in the past. And they will go on from there and pass on what they learned from us, the senior citizen, and pass on to their kids. Wherever they want to be, they will be. Thank you.
Yeah. No.
Now that young, that, how shall I put this there? That old young lady that just finished talking. She's the twin to this lady who I'm speaking of now. She was unable to be with us this afternoon, but she sent a memo of herself in her life. Now, she went to high school. I'm not going to read it word by word because it takes too long. She went to high school, and she got married to a gentleman that she met as a boy in school. And then he went into the service. But before he went into the service, I think this happened before. He left 11 kids here.
Her twin does have 12, by the way. So, and then Mr. Gordon here also has how many?
They gave the country 7 boys, and I guess the 4 girls were the maidens. I'm not sure. Yeah. And after he returned, he lived a while, and then he passed in 59. Now she has very good memory and love. Every time she looks at one of these children, the son, that looks exactly like the daddy. So therefore, she'll never forget him. She don't have to close her eyes and visualize it. She look at that son and say, "That's him." And she's sorry she couldn't be with us today. But her heart is here and her mind. And I ask you guys to think of her as a beautiful person, because she really is.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, what I love about the stories we hear is, you know, some things are set decades ago, but so many of it are things that we can relate to still today. Are there other questions for our seniors here? Yes.
To the longest living person on the panel, whoever that may be.
That's me.
That's you. I figured it was. Now, what's the biggest change that you've seen in your whole lifetime?
Well, I don't know. It depends on what kind of change you're talking about, honey, because I've been joking and kidding and laughing all my life. I don't entertain sorrow. I don't entertain worry, because anything that I've already lived becomes history to me. And I don't live in the back. I don't live behind me. I live today and look forward to tomorrow.
How about one last question? But by the way, if you write us a question here on the left, everybody here loves the internet. We check Facebook. We check Twitter. We're going to check your audience cards, and we're going to email you back an answer. So
today, verbally, one last verbal question, and then the rest on email and Facebook.
Hi, my name's Amy, and I am affiliated with these wonderful people up front. I'm an aspiring senior myself. In a few years, I'll be officially a senior. So, but I snuck into the group anyway. I just put a few more gray hairs up here. Forgot to color it that week or something. But I want to say to you all, think about the people in your life who might be able to benefit from the kind of friendship that you can see and feel today. I found it when I went. I came as a volunteer, really, to see what I could do. And I became entangled with them. I found friends in a new way. And that's something when, even though I'm not old enough to be retired, I sure am, you know, got put out to pasture early, worked a long time for a company. They didn't need us anymore. They made room for the young ones, and that's fine. But you, as a couple of people mentioned, you get lonely. You get worried about things that don't really count. You start wondering what to do with yourself. You can't go just get a job for lots of reasons. So if you know somebody who might benefit from this type of thing, they don't have to be writers. They don't have to need to learn to write. They will benefit from the beautiful lives of other people, and we will benefit from their lives. So encourage them to come. Sometimes it's hard to take that first step. Bring them to us. If you have to, you're welcome. Bring them to us, and we will welcome them, and we will grow from knowing them. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yes, one more. We'll squeeze you in. Just because you raised two hands.
It was until very recently I was the CEO of Philadelphia Senior Center. I'm still connected to the organization. I just want to say that when I talk about the senior centers to other groups, I usually, it's hard to describe everything that happens. You're getting a great example here. But I usually think of it as sort of a depression prevention machine. And in many ways it is, because this class is a fabulous class. And many of these folks here do some other things. They're in drama or they're in chorus. They may be taking an art class. And I guess I just want to put in a plug in for senior centers in the world that are taken for granted in many respects, frankly, and, you know, they don't run on air. So think about Philadelphia Senior Center, but also all the senior centers out there. They get state funds, federal funds. They're going flat. They're going down. But yet we have thousands of people who are having a great opportunity like we're providing with Best Day of My Life so far. So plug for senior centers unabashedly, and I just want to make sure people realize that they're all around the city. There's 28 of them, and they need your help and support, and they're really great places. Thank you.
Yay. It was really nice to hear a question from, hey, young buddy, what was your name again?
Maye.
Maye? Baye, from Baye, and from some of the, you know, other adults and older people in the group, because I do believe, honestly, it's a two-way pool. It's important to get seniors to open up, because it's not so easy for anybody, any age, to open up. But it's also important for people like you, Baye, and, you know, teenagers or people my age, to just start asking questions, and then after asking, sit there for just a little bit and listen. And then if you wait long enough, seniors will open up. So I think if we work both ways, we can make a little something happen. Would you guys kill me if I squeeze one more question in because I saw a hand? Okay, last one. I'm not squeezing anymore. And then go for it.
Just stand up and say
it. Last one. Does a senior have a piece of advice for this young lady? Yeah.
Because sometimes my hands craps up, baby. But you can learn. You can help somebody else to help you, because they have to help me. And when I first started in the class, someone had to write my story down because my hands cramped with, arthritis. But you can learn. You can have someone to write it down for you. And don't give up, okay? God bless you.
I'd like to add some more to this young lady's question. You know, another way you can do this, you tape talking to, and talk slowly, and as you talk slowly, you write or jot down the points that you want to put on paper. And in doing so, then you got a guide to work with, in other words. You can't just sit down and start writing because you're not getting anywhere that way. So the best thing, the only suggestion is that take what you want to write and then write it out and see if does it compare to your thoughts.
Thank you, Mo. And so maybe I should start wrapping up the show, even though I can hang out around here with you guys for the rest of the day. I think I've mentioned everything. I'm not going to let you guys leave if you don't write at least two words on the sheet. So do that, and then give it back to one of the volunteers on your way out. Definitely check our website. If you don't have a computer, borrow somebody's or get a library account here and use the libraries. Fan us on Facebook and Twitter if you're on Facebook and Twitter, and tell your friends about us. And honestly, just stay connected. We have like a million ways for you to stay connected. Pick one, pick two, do all of them. And watch out for more new videos from us. We'll make them better and better. And we're working on something. I'm not going to give it all away. But Arthur is going to say something, and then he has a little treat for us. Yes. And then after that, I'm going to invite our seniors to exit down the two aisles. Please remain seated as they do that. Give them the biggest round of applause that Philly has ever seen. Yeah, would you do that? Yeah, that's a teaser. And then we'll do it like a million times. Okay, go for it, Arthur.
Well, I would like to say, we're from the South Philly Senior Center, 509 Broad Street. And you really should drop by there sometimes. We have a wonderful choir. We got about 41 members in our choir. You need to really come by and hear it. You might come back again. We have a concert from 10 to 12. The flyers is out there in the back. And it's free. I wish you would come by and check it out. And I got some other choir that I sing with too also. They're two of my, they're called the Jubilees. We have two members over there now outside of myself. Plus we have a choir member here, choir member here, choir member there. Oh, you got to come by and check us out. And Miss Greta, she also sings with us. You really need to come by and tell your friends. And November the 18th, Thursday, from 10 to 12. They have second floor, and they got green flyers out there. Thank you very much.
Would you sing a little fast,
Queen? Well, I need some help. Well, you can need some help. But this is... This is not a gospel right now. That's special. But everybody know my girl, right?
Who?
My girl.
Okay,
my girl.
You said my girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? You sing along with me now.
Yeah, sing along. Let's call it a sing-along.
Dun, dun. Dun, dun. I've got sunshine, oh baby, on a cloudy day now. Come on now, baby, and it's cold outside. I've got to muffle me. Well, I guess you say, what can make me feel this way? My girl, my girl, my girl. Talking about my girl, my girl. I don't need no money. The bees in the mean, I'm the good guy. I said, I've got all the riches, baby. One man can never claim. Well, I guess
Jesus, what can make me feel this way? My girl, my girl, my girl, talking about my girl, my girl. All right, there. Thank you, Miss Benita Cooper.
All right, thank you, thank you.
Now, I want to say this. I want to say this one thing before we adjourn.
Okay.
Please, when you come to 509
South Broad,
check our cafeteria. Yes. It is the best thing going in town. And you know what? It says they call it the Green Cafe. The green bean. Green. But y'all bring your green money.
All right, thank you, seniors. Let's give them the biggest round of applause. All right. Yeah, I got you.
Thank you for listening to a podcast from the Free Library's Author Event Series. If you live in Philadelphia or are planning a visit and would like to attend an author event, information is available at freelibrary.org.